Another thing kind of related to this whole discussion, both HER2 positive, HER2 negative, TC, A, anthracyclines, are the data that came out at the last ASCO meeting on anthracycline cardiac toxicity. There were a couple papers presented there. There's a lot of discussion about that. What was sort of your takeaway point from that whole thing?
That we must not neglect this as a potential complication. I think this is one of the driving forces of these non-anthracycline-containing regimens, especially as we have other cardiotoxic agents.
I mean, did you come away from that thinking that maybe the problem was greater than you thought it was?
In clinical practice, I don't routinely see a lot of delayed toxicity, but there is a significant minority of patients, especially patients that develop metastatic disease, they come back, and then you find that they have inadequate cardiac status so that you can treat them with other potentially cardiotoxic drugs. So I don't think it's an overwhelming problem, but again, I think there's a minority of patients that are affected, and I think fortunately most patients have enough cardiac reserve, it doesn't get them into trouble, but the whole notion of impairing someone, because our hope is that we're going to get more of these patients out to age 80. And they may need that cardiac reserve later on. You know, it's the whole story of the polio patients, that second wave of problems. No, it's no second wave of problems. You're just getting older and you're having neuronal dropout. So we want to make sure that these myocardiums are holding up later on. So if there is that minority of patients that we're affecting, we want to address that.
That was kind of my take on it. The other thing that was kind of interesting was this issue of other factors like hypertension, diabetes, and even in patients with normal ejection fractions, older patients, do we get a little bit, particularly with a non-anthracycline alternative, maybe a little bit more thinking about that just based on things like hypertension and diabetes?
I think one other issue that really does consume a large part of my visit when the patient comes in to see me is the fact that who is taking care of their overall health? Many patients, family physicians, okay, well, you know, you have breast cancer. Well, you know, I'm going to slide a little bit on your cholesterol. Who cares? And I am now more and more saying, what was your weight when you got married? And what is your weight now? The patient I saw before I left, she's 196 pounds. She was 131 when she got married. That's a terrible burden for her heart. And here I have added to that burden because I gave her an anthracycline-based regimen. I am insisting in a nice, kind way, in a supportive way, that she's got to do something about that, okay? And then, do you know what your cholesterol is? Women have to become advocates for their own health, okay? What is your glucose level? I mean, the thing is, I'm hoping that I'm going to cure these patients, and I don't want them to be experiencing a Pyrrhic victory from what I have done to them, A, and B, for them to die of a preventable disease. Come on, we've gone through this chemotherapy baloney. You've had those lost weekends. I don't want you to be dying of a heart attack when we could have prevented that.